turundusuudised.
Discuss a little bit 100 top city destinations and the ranking. Actually, I saw the video, but I didn't see the list. Did you see the list?
No, they didn't. Didn't publish
didn't
the list of the 100.
Free,
yeah,
it and was. And we haven't paid it for it. Okay.
No,
so
no.
We still don't know who are actually in the top, but still we understood some basic trends in this tourism market. And one of those trends I understood are small and busy Chinese that are going everywhere now. And I understand them mostly, and the Russians too. And I understood that the nearest place they go is a Bangkok in Thailand that has actually received most of the growth of this tourism from both sides. And another interesting thing actually that this Euromonitor research brought up was considering London, that it was interesting that Olympic Games didn't bring more tourist to London. This July was a 5% less tourist than the previous year. And I actually listened to that research, and I should say I don't understand anything now.
I think the reason for that was probably because a lot of tourists were put off by the Olympic Games, thinking that, yeah, there's all this Olympics going on, which means all the prices went through the roof. We know all the hotels were more expensive, the flights were more expensive, everybody put their prices up. So would you go to a country where the prices have gone up 10, 20%? You're going to give it a miss for a year. I think we'll see a different story this year. They'll be back.
What are actually those basic things that one country which wants to get more tourists to growth in this level, what should the country do in their marketing?
Well, as it appears in the case of with the Chinese tourists, getting on television in a TV series seems a pretty good option. And what we see in England, for example, on a local level, people like to go to places that are featured in TV shows. You know, there's a show called Downton Abbey, so everyone wants to go and say, where's Downton Abbey? We want to go and visit it. I don't know why. We have a TV, a radio program called The Archers that's been running for over 30 years. And people, it's a fake town, but people could try and find it. They want to go and visit. So I think media has an enormous influence. And, you know, a lot of people do go to America from England because they see the programs. They have a romantic idea.
They don't know is it real or not, but they still go. Yeah.
And they go to Boston, they want to find the Cheers bar, you know. And when they go to New York, they want to find out where friends hang out. And so I think the media has an enormous influence. You've seen this with some of these films where it's been set in certain countries. And people then suddenly go charging off to the country because it sets up a romantic idea. And we are buying romance. You know, that's what we do. That's what we spend. It's one of the third most expensive things we spend our money on. A romance is what we like to spend money on. You know, if you look at Tallinn, for example, it's a beautiful city. I can show it to people and convince a lot of people to come here because it's a very romantic destination. That's why we came here this weekend.
But it's interesting, still interesting. Nothing magic, but it's interesting to think that the countries like China and Russia, for example, they have huge amount of people who are going everywhere and everybody is getting from them. But still, this their own big cities, Moscow, Beijing, Shanghai, it drops.
Yep.
And nobody wants to go.
to go there.
No, it's not a good exchange.
Well, I don't think they make
us.
It easy, do they? I mean, it's interesting. I mean, a country that could be enormous is Iran on tourism, but you can't get in there. I mean, I went there 2 years ago on a marketing tour. We did 10 days over there talking to marketeers around Iran, and we were chaperoned around. It was visas, very difficult to get in, very controlled in the environment. It's easing up now, but there's a country that when it opens its doors will be amazing. Everyone will want to go there because its history is unbelievable. Its mosques are unbelievable. But sometimes these countries are too expensive and too difficult to get in. Yeah, if you need a visa, you put a lot of people off.
I know.
I was thinking that when I listened to the research, that we are the lucky ones living next to Russia, getting year on year more and more Russian tourists coming to Estonia. But it was interesting for me when we think about the kind of country marketing. It was an interesting research we did, a couple of years ago, researching the Russian tourists and their so-called not buying behavior, but the decision-making behavior.
Mm.
And it was a small southern Estonian town called Otepää, that we usually have a lot of sports events. Yep. It's known as a kind of winter capital, yes. A lot of winter sports events. And they made a research among the Russian tourists who came to Otepää for the New Year. You know, the New Year period in Russia is long. It's about 10 days or even more. And people spend a lot of time there. What we got to know when we asked, why did you come and how did you choose to come to Otepää? And then first we were very surprised when we got to know that before choosing Otepää, they were thinking about Spain, Nizza, Malaysia, and then choosing Otepää. Yeah, we were absolutely surprised. But then we asked why. And they told that it's good to come with friends. And then we asked, where do you live? And put all the pins on the map and understood that the people live near to Moscow. It's about 2,000 kilometers from Moscow to Otepää.
Less.
How much is it?
Less than 1,000.
Less than 1,000.
It's 800 from here.
Okay, about 800 kilometers. And it's a distance that our Estonian people never think that they would come by car. But for Russians, it was easy. We are the nearest west to Moscow, together with Latvia. So it was easy to come with your friends, to put your big jeep full with your friends and family, come with two different cars or even more, come to so-called West and to spend here the holidays. Not in the small city of Otepää, but using this as a transit station to go to Tallinn, to go to Riga, Narva, Pärnu, to other places. So it was a completely different view when we tried to understand how do we look from Moscow. Usually we look from Estonia to Moscow and we do not realize what is happening. And I think that that's why it's important also, as we more and more talk in marketing about the positioning and asking what is the job your product does or your service does, we have also to ask what is the job your country does. Everyone cannot be the place for, I don't know, romance. There are kind of probably 10 and maybe 20 of cities that you can call romantic. But for Otepää's case, it seemed to be that it was kind of a transit city, a best place for transiting that we never realized before.
Well, 2,000 people living there only. So.
I've worked on a lot of tourist campaigns and recently actually pitched for a part of Spain. Actually, I'm working currently on one of the big airline companies, worked on people like BA in the past. And it is very interesting that everybody has their own reasons and certain destinations. We found, for example, certain destinations when we work on British Airways was very popular because of golfing. It just was a simple fact. Either guys wanted to have a day off golfing or if they wanted to go with their buddies, which is quite a big thing for guys to golf on little breaks, then golfing was a big attraction. And I came here 2 years ago for the bizarrest of reasons with two of my old friends to drive the ice road. Unfortunately, it started to melt. So we're coming back next year for the ice road. There are people who go for the romantic weekends. Paris has always sold itself on romance. You know, there's culture and all these things. So almost every country, every destination has got its own reasons. Sports still a very big draw for a lot of people. But when you're marketing something, yes, you have to look at your audience. For example, Tallinn can easily get a lot more people from the UK. It's a very good destination. A lot of UK people have been doing all the common ones like the Spains and the Frances, and now they're looking at Eastern Europe and other countries and even Scandinavias to actually go a little bit further afield. And there's also a lack of good winter breaks. I mean, I think what's good about here is it's a very good place to come actually in that kind of end of January, February, just after you've got past the worst cold bit. It's snowy. We don't get any snow.
You never know when it's ended.
No. But in Britain, you see all the ads in November are showing Christmas in the snow in England. We never get snow in England in Christmas. We only get it in February. And it's usually pretty horrid. Whereas actually our romantic thing is that we want to go to places with snow. So during January, I know a lot of people go off to places like Austria and stuff because they just want to go to a place for a weekend or a week where it's snow. Yeah, it's the romantic idea. It doesn't even have to, or they go skiing as well, you know. So I think, I mean, it's a complicated area of travel marketing, very complicated. But there's also an interesting growth in ethical travel now.